Blackstone presents Hearts of Briarwall by Krista Jensen. This book is read by Justine Eyre. For Laurel, Mara, Marcy, Donna and Sherry, my Wendy birds who taught me how to fly. Chapter 1. Lydia Wooding lounged at a nearly upside-down angle on her great-grandmother's settee, her head hanging off the blue jacquard cushion, her feet propped on the raised end, a book clamped in her hands and hovering above her nose, blissfully forgetful that she was both expecting company and had nearly reached 21 years of age, a point of life where such postures were frowned upon. Violet Whitmore entered the room and tilted her head.
"I believe you've misinterpreted the design of that piece of furniture, my friend. You look excruciatingly uncomfortable."
Lydia drowsily turned the page, reluctant to stop reading.
"If you believe this to be the picture of discomfort, you've lived far too sheltered a life."
Violet sighed and dropped down into a Louis XIV chair opposite the settee.
"I can't argue that one. You do realise your feet are supposed to rest where your head is?"
Lydia removed a hairpin and slid it in the book to save her place and slowly manoeuvred upright.
"I began that way, but by chapter 4 I was like this."
Her friend squinted at the cover.
"Good heavens, what are you reading?"
She held out the book.
"Love Among the Chickens. It's the latest from P.G. Wodehouse. I believe I'm in love." "No chickens involved, I hope."
Violet took the copy and perused it. Lydia shook her head.
"Just silly fun. Wodehouse makes me laugh."
She took a moment to observe her friend. Violet always dressed smartly and conservatively, yet often included a touch of the old extravagant prosperity she came from in some whimsical form. Lately, she'd been wearing the jewelled insect brooches she'd inherited from her maternal grandmother. Today, a large emerald stag beetle sat pinned at the waist of her deep blue skirt. Violet handed back the book.
"I shall read it next, then. I could use some silly fun." "You've come to the right place."
Lydia checked her gold watch pinned to her slightly crumpled blouse by a bar of pearl doves.
"Is it time already?" "I'm a bit early. Mama dropped me off on her way to a fitting at Beaumont's."
Lydia gave up on smoothing out her blouse and reached behind to straighten the bow at the small of her back.
"However did you get out of it?"
"I told her we'd been reading Oscar Wilde."
"You did not."
"I did. She went on and on about him until we arrived. She's simply obsessed with the man. For a moment, I feared she would invite herself here."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?